You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, January 28th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. In and out in less than 10 minutes, like we always promise, even on a busy Friday. Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined, like I usually am on Friday, with Joe Fortenbaugh. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing? Back from vacation? It's good to have you back in the saddle.
Yeah, it is good to be back. One day, and then we're off on Saturday. So it's just a nice little ease into the process. But I was firing a little bit, and so still immersed in everything going on. So let's start in the NFL, obviously. That's the big conference championship weekend. Epic football last weekend, especially from a gambling perspective. Four games all decided on the final play, just remarkable. So where do we go from here, you know, in terms of a handicapping perspective? I don't love anything here. I leaned the over in the Chiefs-Bengals game, but it's hard for me to, like, really love anything here.
In the AFC Championship, I'm looking at Cincinnati +7.5 or better. Everywhere you look as of Friday morning, no Bengal money's been coming in. The number continues to tick up. So you might be able to get Cincinnati +8 at some point. Keep that in mind. If you like the Chiefs, you had to play them at 7 because you're not going to get a better number. The look ahead for this game was Kansas City -6, -6.5. And that was after we saw the Bengals look shaky against Tennessee. And Kansas City winning a close game against Buffalo was probably the most expected of the outcomes based on the point spread. So moving through the key number 7, I like Cincinnati. I know the big knock on them is that they gave up 9 sacks and they can't protect. Huge problem, but they're aware of that problem. They're going to spend the week working to address that and work around it. Checkdowns to Joe Mixon. I like him going over 3.5 receptions and over 27.5 receiving yards, but getting 7.5 or better, I think the back door's open. Tyrann Mathieu, we're not sure if he's going to play. Kansas City's defense, average, giving up about 26 points per game over their last 6. It's a half unit play at Cincinnati +7.5.
Yeah, I'm with you on that defensive outlook. I think we can see some points. I think they're going to put the ball in Burrow's hand. I mean, obviously Josh Allen was spectacular last weekend, but anytime they've faced a good quarterback, they've struggled. And frankly, since he beat them at home during the regular season near the end of the year. So there's a lot to like with that Cincy side. If it gets above 7, I will see that. I'm not sure it totally will get to 7.5 and 8. We'll see. I just know the sharps will pounce, or I shouldn't say no. I would imagine they would. So I wonder if odds makers are reluctant to go there, especially because it's the second or third most key number in all of NFL betting. But what about the NFC here? I mean, I think the value's on the Niners at 3.5, if you will. I'm just not ready to pull the trigger yet, but it's hard to look away from 6 straight wins by the Niners in this matchup.
I'm looking at them as well. It is, I will say, it's a bit concerning that 3.5's out there and didn't immediately move to 3. Like, remember when we were talking about Georgia and Alabama? You know, they put 3 out there. But sharps jumped all over Alabama +3. Generally, when you're dancing around that number in marquee games like this, the move is made early and that's it. And with 3.5 continuing to sit there, I find that a bit intriguing, but I do like the Niners. I think this was I don't think any team benefited better from what happened last weekend than they did. They played on a Saturday, and instead of having to go all the way to Tampa for their 7th road game in their last 9 outings, they get to go to LA, which is a short flight. And they have the extra day of rest, and that stadium is going to have more red and gold than it is Ram support. That's a fact. That's how it was last time out. That's how it's going to be. So the home field advantage to the Rams is going to be virtually nothing here. Shanahan, 6 straight, 5 as an underdog against McVay. The ability to run the ball, the ability to play defense. Niners +3.5. I like Cam Akers under 63.5 rushing yards. He's averaging 20 attempts per game in 2 playoff games since he came back, but he's averaging less than 3 yards a carry. He hasn't topped 55 rushing yards in either game. He's got fumble issues, which is a concern. And at the same time, the Niners rank 6th in the NFL in opponent yards per rushing attempt. So I see Akers under 63.5. I'm also going to bet yes on Stafford to throw an INT. It's only -110 because he hasn't thrown a pick in either of the last 2 games. He's been clean. So we're getting a discounted price here for a guy who was really shaky late in the season. And in both meetings against the Niners, he was picked off not once, but twice. So four INTs against the San Francisco defense. I'll bet Stafford to throw at least one INT at minus 110.
I like the Jimmy G under passing yards. I know the second meeting what he went over, but that was because of that big second half and they had to come back from behind. So I'm on the I'm on the under 232 and a half. In terms of the NBA tonight, I do like the Rockets and Blazers over. I mean, it's a big number, 233 and a half, but I think we're going to see a lot of points. In terms of some of the marquee games, I lean to the Heat, maybe first half against the Clips, laying a shorter number. Clippers have really been slow starters on this road trip. I do like Memphis -4 at Utah, against Utah in Memphis. Anything else stand out to you?
Yeah, in order of how much I like them, Bucks in the first half -5 over the Knicks. Bad loss for Milwaukee Wednesday night at Cleveland. So I like them to come out firing here. They're the only team in the NBA scoring 60 points per game in the first half when playing at home. They rank number one in the NBA in first half point differential. They rank number one in the NBA in first half point differential at home. 16-9 against the spread at home in the first half this season. I think the Knicks are in big trouble. I really do. They're starting to talk in New York about the trade deadline, moving Julius Randle. The season has not gone the way they were hoping it would go. And they're playing their fourth game in six nights here. They haven't been great in the first half this season. Bucks -5 first half over Knicks. I'm also going to look at two big favorites tonight. The Heat -7, 7.5 against the Clippers. Hate the spot for the Clippers. Sixth stop in an 8-game road trip, which has actually gone pretty well. They're 3-2. I think that's a negative because now you get to Miami for a couple nights. Maybe you go out and enjoy yourself because you're doing well. The Heat have been a freight train. They've won 13 of 17. They've covered 9 of their last 11. They're top 7 in O rating, D rating, and net rating. They're playing fantastic basketball right now. I like them to jump all over the Clippers. And I will lay the bigger number, which is around 8.5, 9, with the Suns over the Timberwolves. Minnesota in a really tough spot. Third road game in four nights. On Tuesday, they played at Portland. Last night, they're at Golden State. Now they're at Phoenix. The Suns were off on Thursday. They're riding an 8-game winning streak, during which time they're winning by an average of 12 points per game. So Bucks first half -5 over the Knicks, Heat -7 over the Clippers, Suns -8.5 over the T-Wolves.
Yeah, I like that Heat play. I mentioned first half. It should get away from, we'll see if Butler plays, but that's quite a bit of info. So that's good on the NBA card, obviously looking ahead to Sunday, but that'll do it for this edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Joe, I'll see you on TV later at 6 Eastern on ESPN2, and best of luck to everyone this weekend.